There's a salt pan to the left of the pathway past the first aviary. The salt lakes present one of the most hostile environments for life out here in the desert, and these plants and animals that live around the salt lakes must have very clever strategies for coping with salt. A shallow inland ocean once covered a large portion of Central Australia, so residual sea salt is plentiful out here in the desert. Salt lakes form when the water finishes up in low-lying lakes with limited drainage. These basins retain the water and have no outflow to other bodies of water, such as rivers or oceans. The water has picked up salt from the rocks and soil as it flowed across the country. And when the water evaporates from these basins, the salt is left behind. Given enough time, enough water, and enough evaporation, salt lakes are created.